Robert Gates is not expected to face the same difficulties Bolton did being confirmed. His hearings to be the next defense secretary begin tomorrow in the Senate Armed Services Committee, and a quick vote to confirm him is expected later this week. I'm joined now by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, there seems to be a lot of expectation that Robert Gates will be confirmed, and so you'd think that he has no controversy attached to him at all, but that's not true, is it?
Not at all. In fact, you remember his main governmental credential is that he was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency at a time when that was probably the most controversial agency in the government. And when he was first nominated to that job in 1987, he was so hot that that nomination had to be withdrawn. He's never really put entirely to rest questions about his role in the Iran-Contra matter in the mid-1980s. He was seen as a particularly bellicose hawk on Central America, and he had a lot of people wondering about his interpretation of data about the Soviet Union during the Reagan years.
In terms of shaping intelligence, right?
Yes, exactly. Cooking the books, I think one of his critics said. And that would seem to be rather relevant in this era when we've gotten into one war in Iraq because of intelligence that suggested a greater threat than really existed.
So if that comes attached to him, if this controversy is attached to him, why now does he have such an aura of inevitability?
I think it's in part because his perceived or alleged offenses are further back in time and because our confrontation with the Soviet Union has been resolved. And also, I think the main coating of Teflon he's got on him is right now there's a great bipartisan, I should say, desire to have a new Secretary of Defense. Republicans and Democrats equally want to get Donald Rumsfeld out of the Pentagon. And so it's going to take a real bombshell in these hearings to stop Robert Gates.
And which Democrats do you expect to hear the toughest questioning from? We're having some technical difficulties. I'll rephrase the question. Ron, which Democrats do you expect will present the toughest questions to Robert Gates?
Hello?
Hi, Ron. We're having some technical difficulties. Once again, the Democrats you expect the tough questioning from?
I think that presidential candidates would be the starters, Hillary Clinton, that is, and Evan Bayh, the senator from Indiana. You can throw in Ted Kennedy, who's been rough on a lot of Department of Defense nominees in the past.
And I expect they'll want to know what his views are on the war and whether or not he'll change strategy?
Yes, and he has said he supported the war in the beginning, and he doesn't think we should be pulling our troops out in any kind of precipitous fashion. But I think he's seen as somebody who his heart is with the Iraq study group, which he was a member of until he got this nomination, and somebody who thinks it's time for us to change strategy and change tactics in Iraq.
And we're going to be hearing a lot of that this week with the Iraq study group releasing its report. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, you can read his column Watching Washington at our website, npr.org. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.